Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Hiller. Batting second. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting third. The left fielder, Willie McCovey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Felipe Alou. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Pagan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Manny Mota. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gaylord Perry. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Gaylord Perry. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dick Burtell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kuntz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kuntz. And now, play ball. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey takes first base on ball four. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCovey. Santo reaches second base with a double. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays. Williams reaches second base with a double. Santo scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Williams moves to third. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks takes first base on ball four. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two. With the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a pop-up towards short. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Pagan reaches second base with a double. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pagan scores. It's Giants, 1, Cubs, 1. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burkell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuntz strikes out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Burkell moves to second. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mota fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 0 for 1 in the game. Hiller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brock. Hiller reaches second base with a double. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0 for 1 in the game. Mays hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCovey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 1 in the game. Cepeda hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs catches it and throws to first to double up McCovey. Two outs. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Giants. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mays who is chasing the ball. Altman reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Banks for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Altman scores. It's Giants, 3, Cubs, 3. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Burkell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogers. The throw from Haller and he is out, Pagan applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 1 in the game. Haller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Haller for the out. One out. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Pagan hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Mota hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gaylord Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Koontz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Burpell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burpell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burpell takes first base on ball 4. Cal Koontz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koontz is 0-for-1 in the game. Koontz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burpell moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burpell scores. Koontz moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Haller fields it and throws to third for the out. Brock moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops it up and throws to first, with Bolin covering, for the out. Brock moves to third. Santo moves to second. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Altman hits a fly ball into left field. McCovey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Giants 3. The Giants will come to bat. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mays hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hiller moves to third. Bob Anderson now pitching. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mays moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCovey hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Brock who is chasing the ball. McCovey reaches third base with a triple. Hiller scores. Mays scores. It's 5-4, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McCovey tags and scores. One out. It's 6-4, Giants. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alou. The throw from Burpell and he is out, Rogers applying the tag. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 0 for 2 in the game. Haller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Banks is called out on strikes. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rogers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Hubbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rogers moves to second. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bertel takes first base on ball 4. Rogers moves to third. Hubbs moves to second. Bob Will pinch hits for Bob Anderson. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Rogers scores. Hubbs moves to third. Bertel moves to second. It's 6-5, Giants. Stu Miller now pitching. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Will hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hubbs scores. Bertel scores. It's 7-6, Cubs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mota settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Giants 6. The Giants will come to bat. Barney Schultz now pitching. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Pagan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Mota hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey pinch hits for Stu Miller. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 8-7, Giants. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Hiller hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mays takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McCovey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 7. The Cubs will come to bat. Ed Bailey now catching. Ernie Bowman now playing third base. Manny Moten now playing left field. Mike McCormick now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Williams takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Altman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Jim Duffalo now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. One out. It's Giants, 8, Cubs, 8. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rogers takes first base on ball 4. Altman moves to second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Duffalo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 8. The Giants will come to bat. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cepeda strikes out. Felipe Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman strikes out. Two outs. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cepeda. The throw from Bertel and he is safe. Cepeda steals second. Jose Pagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pagan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 8, and the Cubs 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bertel hits a fly ball into left field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Momorhard pinch hits for Barney Schultz. Momorhard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morhard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Brock hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mota. Brock reaches second base with a double. Morhard moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morhard scores. There goes Brock trying to get to home. Mota throws the ball into Bailey who tags Brock, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Santo moves to second. Two outs. It's 9-8, Cubs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 11-8, Cubs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cepeda scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Altman for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 8. The Giants will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mota is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Mota strikes out. 1 out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bailey for the out. 2 outs. Chuck Hiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hiller is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Hiller hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hiller for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 11, and the Giants 8. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-8, Cubs. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hubbs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Bertel hits a fly ball into left field. Mota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Elston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hiller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 12, and the Giants 8. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Mays hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Jim Duffalo. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene strikes out. 2 outs. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cepeda for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 12, and San Francisco Giants, 8. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.